Yang Chun and I bring greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ from Bulgwangdong Bible Baptist Church, Seoul, Korea. It is an honor and joy for me to be in this great church, Lancaster Baptist Church, and West Coast Baptist College in participation in the Spiritual Leadership Conference. When God does His great work, He always uses a man of God. God has been using Dr. Chapel in the mighty way to build this great church, to carry out great commission and train young men, women for the Lord's work, planting churches, soul winning, the world missions. Thank you, Dr. Chapel, for having me participate in this spiritual leadership conference. I love you. And your family, the church family. And also my family, Enoch, Grace, Helena, Davi, Timmy, and also our youngest child, daughter, Una, from the Virginia to be here. It is interesting to investigate the very last words of the famous people, because those words are the response to their lives and the works they have done, evaluating what was important to them. The great British naval commander, Lord Nelson, said, "Thank God I have done my duty." And Admiral Yi Sun-shin, who defended my own country from other country, left a famous saying, "Those willing to die will live, and those willing to live will die." Fire Lieutenant Sobongil of Busan Kumjong Fire Station, we died at the scene of the rescue, and said, "If there is only 1% of a possibility to rescue a life, I must not abandon hope." The greatest of the last words can be found in the very last letter Apostle Paul wrote and sent from the Roman dungeon to his beloved son in faith, Timothy, who was pastoring, ministering in Ephesus. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6, 7, 8. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Paul wrote these words to his beloved son and co-laborer in the Lord, Timothy, while waiting for the execution of his death sentence. But he roasted this letter with a firm assurance rather than fear and or anxiety. We can sense the quiet boldness in his words. He was facing death, but he was not intimidated by it. He knew that his ministry was coming to an end, but he was not discouraged. In his letter, we see both serenity and courage. And in the chapter declaring his faith, Apostle Paul looked into his life and witnessed his assurance of faith to the Lord in three directions. Paul examines his life and witnessed, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Pastor Paul's attitude facing death is extraordinary. Pastor Paul's attitude facing death is not extraordinary. He did not consider himself as a prisoner waiting for the execution, but as a drink offering being offered for the glory of the Lord. His life is not being taken away from him, but is the rather being offered to God. The Lord Jesus gave his life for Paul, so the great apostle also gave his life for the Lord. In his declaration, our text today, Paul does not use the word death, but use different expressions. It's not because of his fear of death. For Christians, there is no death as the world generally understands. The expression of Paul used instead, "which is my departure," is a beautiful Greek word. It means soldiers strike their tents and move into different locations when their camp is under attack. Paul considered himself as a soldier of God, dwelling in tent, a body of which is to die. That only means our earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. And we are moving to the building of God, glorious new house in the heaven. We are living what binds us. Our earthly body is a dwelling place just for a while. And when the Lord calls us home, we'll get glorious and eternal house, which will last forever. Also, the word departure means to set sail. When a Christian dies and he united he unties the rope from the anchorage of this world and sets sail toward heaven. the eternal harbor. Paul understood death as a being freed from what was binding him. Jail is not his eternal home. His small boat would leave the anchorage, arrive at the harbor in the heavens, and finally meet the Lord Jesus Christ in face to face. Are you ready to examine your life as confidence and to be given to God as an offering? If you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be read at once and nothing will intimidate you. At the end of his life, Paul not only examines his life, but he also looks back on his life. He looks back on his life, said, I have fought good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Because Paul believed in Jesus Christ, he was able to finish his life without fear and not regret looking back on his life. Many people tried not to look back. It is true that there are wrong ways of looking back. Looking back on the past sins, failures, and defeats is the wrong way of looking back. There is yet one more failure. But when you're looking back, remembering where you've been, you have been, and what the Lord has done for us and in us, is good retrospections. When the Paul looked back on his life, he could see his life was not easy. He had a fight to fight, race to run, and the stewardship to fulfill. Wherever he was, in every city, he went, he battled with the world and the body and the devil. And now in Rome, he was in final battle. Sometimes he would have felt he would lose, Yet, though the Lord led him, he could say, I have fought a good fight. He could confess, I have finished my course. It was the great hope he had. But none of the things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry of which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Each one of us has a course to finish. God has a work and a place for each and every one of us. Our time is God's hand. For some, God gave a relatively short time to do their assigned works. For some, gave a longer years. Stephen died young. Paul was granted a much longer life. But our lives should not be counted only by the numbers of years. Rather, the depth and the strength of our lives would decide the significance of our time on the earth. Paul would have known that he was finishing his course and getting nearer to meeting the Lord at the end of his earthly life. Paul confessed, "I have kept the faith." In the time of the Paul, there were those who confessed to be Christians but abandoned their faith. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to the seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils. Here the faith is to honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, Jude 1:3. In other words, it is a system of a saving truth which Jesus Christ paid for with his life and a total trust, saving truth recorded in the Word of God. As a good steward, Paul guarded the faith on many better grounds. He planted, he invested his faith in the lives of so many people. And now he's about to disappear from this scene. For a moment, please look back. Have you fought a good fight? Are you a winner or a loser? We should be the more than conquerors through him. Are you fighting your battle? Or are you a victim of a disaster? Have you finished your course? Have you fulfilled God's will from your heart? Have you kept the faith? Have you been true to the teaching of God's word? Or have you quit on the way to the Demas did. Paul had no fear as he faced death approaching. He certainly had no regrets looking back on his life. I pray you and I would do same. I have a fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Then he looks to the future. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to, unto all them also that love his appearance. When people face the last day of their lives, they tend to be afraid of things to come. It's because there is a warning in the Bible. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this judgment. However, Paul was not intimidated by his future. He knew very well what was going to take place. He would meet the Lord and be given a crown from him. The peace we have within, that our future is guaranteed, cannot be found elsewhere. No matter how great the Lord and justice of the Roman Empire, Paul's faith was not in them. Paul had many good friends, but he did not base his faith upon those people. And his faith was not in himself. He had faith in the Lord, believing and trusting him. He had no regrets looking back on his life. He examined his life, had no fear. And he was not worried and anxious. He trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the history of the Roman Empire, Paul was recorded as a prisoner. But in the book of Life of the Lamb, his name is recorded as a child of God. Amen. The Lord will say to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." He had such a confidence for his future because there is laid up a crown of righteousness for him. You and I will have to finish our lives in this world. When one of these days, but none of us know when that day and hour will be. For some, that day would come sooner than they thought. The homebound road can find us unexpectedly. Or maybe we can spend some time to reflect on our lives as Paul did in Roman jail. Just as Apostle Paul made clear to his last letter, I hope we can also look at our lives from three different points of view and give the same testimony. Are you now ready to give yourself as an offering? We need wisdom to honestly examine how we have lived in the past. Do you have assurance about your future? Then give your heart and your life completely to the Lord. Have a faith in Him. Be faithful to Him. In whatever we do, let us give glory to Him. To be pleasing to God and earning His acknowledgement. That is what counts rather than the praise of man. And then let us live off the inspiration to this world. William Bowden, you know very well. You read about him. Well, who had a graduate prestigious college and refused the great fortune he could have inherited from his father. While he was on the way to the mission field, he was taken with malaria and ended his brief life. In the last inside the cover page of his Bible, he left this verse: "No regret. Where am you upset in Korea? No reserve. 남김 없이. No retreat. 물러섬이 없어요." Do you have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for Easter? Reason to live this kind of life? Do you love Him and have a desire to obey Him? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. The life of obedience is what makes God's call laborers. It gives us testimony of our faith and help us to become channels, the blessings, God's blessings for others. For I am not ashamed of Christ. Thank you.